Asia's stock markets opened before the central banks offered up their $180 billion lifeline. And by the end of their trading day, the picture in Asia was mixed. Tokyo did lose value, but a lot less than the 7% drop it suffered at the start. Hong Kong ended up unchanged. Other smaller exchanges, such as Singapore, stayed steady. In Asia's huge emerging economy, India, markets remained volatile for the fourth straight day. The Bombay Stock Exchange's benchmark index, Sensex, behaved like a yo-yo. It opened down by 5% and then closed up for the first time this week, gaining more than 1.5 percentage points. The BBC's Zubair Ahmed reports from India's financial capital, Mumbai.
Mumbai had a minor earthquake last night, which measured just above 4 on the Richter scale. The impact of the global financial earthquake on the Indian economy is somewhat similar. Tremors, not devastation. The country's benchmark index, Sensex, nosedived by 700 points at the opening bell. But then came the assurances from the finance minister that the global financial crisis was not expected to hit India. That's perhaps because much of the country's capital and investment is self-generated and does not depend on foreign money. Shares, especially banking shares, shot up sharply and made up for the day's losses. According to estimates, Indian companies have suffered a total loss of just $500 million since Lehman Brothers went out of business at the beginning of the week. Markets expert Alok Churiwala says it's difficult to assess the impact yet.
It's difficult to determine the exact percentage of exposure of Indian companies into American investments or American investments in Indian companies, which they might be forced to sell because of the turmoil in the market. But this is exactly what is causing uncertainty in the market.
The losses may not be known now, but what's clearly felt here is the high level of confidence of the Indian financial industry, which claims there will be no long-lasting impact of the global earthquake on India. A little crockery may be smashed, a few cracks appear in the facade, but no structural damage. In Mumbai, this is Zubair Ahmed.